Gotcha.
This is going to be a deep dive on her impact on economies. Mm-hmm. I mean, she grossed, what, $1.3 billion on that tour?
Yeah, right.
Crazy.
That was huge.
I'm going to skip that. A bunch of people from the office got back together for an AT&T ad, which I have not seen, but I'm going to look for.
Hey, I got my AT&T check yesterday.
Did How much?
It was $23.
Oh, okay. Well, that's $23.
And right. That was for what again? That was at that.
That was for their
this was outage?
Data throttling. No. Mm. This was something back before that outage.
Hey, there was another outage yesterday in the Midwest.
Really? AT&T involved?
No company was mentioned in the news story.
Okay.
How many people in this room think Leonardo DiCapitated is a great choice to play Frank Sinatra in a biopic?
I don't know. He did a pretty good job on The Great Gatsby, I thought.
I think he could, yeah. I think he could, yeah, especially with Scorsese working on it. I think he really could.
Yeah.
And I know that's what Scorsese is working on, I believe. I think he could.
You know, he's getting to be like Tom Hanks. He's playing all these famous people. He was Howard Hughes.
Yeah.
But he
was good in Catch Me If You Can. I
agree. Didn't there turn out to be some twist on that story in real life?
There was a little shadier side of that guy has now surfaced.
Yeah. Here everybody thought he was reformed and using his unique gifts to help the FBI solve crimes.
I forget what the issue was, but you're right.
I'm trying to think of the other famous people that he has played. He played, like you said, he played...
Jack in the Titanic.
Well, no, no famous course, people, though. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
You're right that he played Howard Hughes.
Yeah.
Was he in the... was it a Clint Eastwood film? Did he play... Was it J. Edgar Hoover?
I believe he did.
Yeah. I think he did,
I think you're right.
I got news for you. If I'm casting J. Edgar Hoover...
There's one that if you had asked me...
I'm not looking at Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right. If you had asked me that question, I'd have said no. The Frank thing I can buy.
That struck me as such a joke that and I like biopics. I like things that are based on real people. Those stories retold, and I never even bothered to look at it.
I forgot he was in
to see what kind of stuff from Victoria's Secret he was wearing.
I forgot he was in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, another Scorsese film.
The most F words I've ever heard in one movie, ever.
We are at 7:03 on News Talk 93.1 FM. You guys in the back, have you had your coffee?
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Thank you very much, guys in the back. And I think there's at least one woman in there. The Heirloom Jewelers is open up today. Well, I say it's open up today. It's open by appointment today. All you got to do is call True Booth, set up an appointment, you're there. Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2. But call to set that appointment up because True Booth's the only one that's working there. But he'll be happy to go to the store, open it up for you to come in, look at the pieces he's got, talk to you about the pieces that he's got, maybe talk to you about the pieces you have because maybe you're looking to sell. Maybe you're looking to get it valued, I guess, or get it appraised as far as how much it's worth. And to see if you can get it sold as well. All you have to do is call this number, 260-0066, 260-0066. You can call or you can text that number if you would like to, but you will always hear back from Troop Booth. He is the owner, the operator, the proprietor, whatever. He is the man to talk to at Heirloom Jewelers because he is the only one there, and he is going to give you the best price on the jewelry you want to sell and the best price on the jewelry you want to buy. If you've got gold as well, he is looking to buy that also, especially, just gold jewelry, even if it's not usable anymore, he is going to want to buy that from you. 260-0066 or go online to heirloomjewelers.com.
All right, we have random facts next hour, as always, followed by a $20 food outlet pop quiz. I have 1.5 of my convoluted intros ready for this event.
Only 1.5.
1.5. As we head into the traffic dungeon, let's share some morning shower thoughts.
All right. Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
There are more nipples in the world than people.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
I love you, coming into Montgomery this morning on I-65 southbound, right around mile marker 183. That's just a jump before you get to the Prattville Pine Level exit. Got a trooper and some folks pulled over on the side of the road. We're hoping that's clear now, but just watch out for those folks there. In Montgomery, we've got light to moderate traffic all over the area. We're busy on the boulevards, on the interstates, and a lot of our incoming roads into Montgomery are loaded up this morning. No problems there so far. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, share experience and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PD02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
This is not headline news. Today is National High Five Day. Always a challenging day for Kevin Hart. Counterfeit Botox has been found in several states and in Nicole Kidman's forehead. Deep Purple announced a 2024 tour. The band's name is perfect now since their legs have deep vein thrombosis. Steve Buscemi has joined the cast of Wednesday. The crew's looking forward to it because he shouldn't need much makeup. Pamela Anderson will appear in the Naked Gun reboot. You had me at Pamela Anderson and naked, replied a time traveler from 1996. And 1 in 5 children in the U.S. are obese, and they're easy to spot. They're the kids on the down end of the teeter-totter. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time at the tone, 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is dismayed by the Democrats' dismissal of two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas without an impeachment trial. To quote McConnell, it's not a proud day in the history of the Senate. It is back in court today for former President Trump. Jury selection in his New York criminal trial is set to resume. Mr. Trump says the trial is a political witch hunt that's meant to keep him off the campaign trail. President Biden voices support for House Speaker Mike Johnson's plan for a weekend vote on several foreign aid bills, including a bill providing more money for Ukraine, another with aid for Israel. Some of Johnson's fellow Republicans oppose the aid bills, even threatening to remove Johnson from the speakership of the House. No Israeli response yet to last weekend's Iranian missile and drone attacks. More details at srnnews.com.
It's hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing: how we pay for health care. It's too complex. It's too expensive. It's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it. And some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other, or how it all works so reliably, or the exceptional customer service, or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care, because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now, 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Talk 93.1 of MWACV. It is 7:12.
I just sent you the Palmer, Iowa tornado from yesterday.
All right, so I should take the other one down?
Yeah, take, because this is much better. So just go to that post and...
And did you send it via text or...
Oh, yeah, send your phone. You want to send it, want me to send it another one?
Yeah. All right, this is the second one you sent?
Yeah, the second one.
Okay.
And it's really good.
All right, I will take down the other one. And
It's Palmer, Palmer, Iowa, yesterday, and it's just striking how this white rope-like tornado, which is dancing back and forth,
that is where with all the twists and turns that it can still spin.
Yeah,
with all those bottlenecks in it, you know.
And the dark background of all the dirt it is lifting up.
There was one like this in Minnesota once that they filmed with a helicopter.
Yeah.
That was one of the first really great tornadoes videoed.
How'd you like to be up in a helicopter? Well, you remember Dave the Killer Tornadoes? The guy in Louisville.
There's a documentary, and the traffic reporter followed that tornado during and you could not possibly have asked for better accuracy on where the thing was and what it was doing.
Absolutely.
I love those kinds of stories because they are true. We are at 7:13.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
By the way, if you are on my weather page on Facebook, there's like 46,000 of you now. I'm going to post that rope-like tornado in just a uno momento. Another warm, that means soon. Another warm day today with a high around 86, mostly cloudy. I've got the rain chances about as close to zero as you can get, but not quite zero today. We're cloudy through tonight, low to 66. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s. We may tease the record of 89. Limited sunshine tomorrow, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms at best. And then 84 Saturday with some spotty showers, could be a thunderstorm. But showers and storms become more likely on Sunday, and what a change in temperatures. Sunday's high only in the 60s after, you know, maybe upper 80s tomorrow. Wow. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 66 at 7:14.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
All kinds of interesting and amusing lip-diddling stuff to start your morning on my Facebook page. Rich finally saw this guy here getting caught up in a spool.
Yeah, boy, that is amazing.
I'm pretty sure he's lucky he wasn't killed, because once that thing started wrapping him up, if it hadn't been for the guy who came and shut the machine off, He might have been the first mummy since Tutankhamun. We have a, for you cat lovers, we have a cute little cat slightly overreacting video. Yesterday, the president said that one of his family members was eaten by cannibals in Papua New Guinea during World War II. There, and the media, pardon me.
The fact checkers.
One moment. The media sat there and let him say that and didn't ask one single follow-up question. That's the first time anybody has heard that story. And what else do we have for you? Well, the entire audio from the city council meeting on Tuesday, if you're a concerned citizen and you haven't had a chance to hear the clips, I mean, we were running them all day yesterday. A flying wiener dog. This illusion here. Have you seen this?
No.
At first glance, it looks like a rock star, but it's when you enlarge it, it's two women. See?
Oh!
Isn't that cool?
That's so wild.
Do we get some buzz off that? We got, you know, over 148 shares. Good. That's what I look for, the shares. And another story that went largely uncovered because of the money involved, a member of the NBA's Toronto Raptors banned for life after he was charged with pretending to be sick, not playing in games, and then giving that information to betting houses. Huge amounts of money were bet on that information.
Well, this is happening more and more.
You don't be surprised.
Professional sports.
And college sports, too.
Yeah.
So, for years, what was the rule? No gambling, right?
Right.
And now they're all in bed with the online betting services. Or the online betting services. Whatever. This is bound to happen. And don't be surprised. Look at the Shohei Ohtani. Do we really believe that whole story? That somebody was able to steal $16 million and he didn't know anything about it? I mean, I'm sorry. That just doesn't play. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination for folks here in the River Region since 1969, a.k.a. the year the earth stood still. About halfway through their 50-plus years, Jeff Mallinson was hired by Dick McAdam. And what a great hire, because Jeff is a natural. He's the natural when it comes to customer service. It's just the way he is. And he has managed to build a team there that's very much like him. People who are warm and welcoming, friendly, eager to help you find the flooring you're looking for at the price in which you're shopping, whatever your budget happens to be. By the way, you can do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers at Georgia Floors Direct. Unprecedented selection, 300,000 square feet. I think the Biscuits could play in that building if they were, we were running into a monsoon season here. It's that big, but there's so much to see. And the value to you as a customer is saving time and money. And they cover it all, not just an incredible selection in all types and styles of carpeting, hardwoods, laminates, vinyl tile, luxury vinyl plank flooring, and more. They have their own installers, which is really important because some places sell carpeting. Then they contract out the installation. If it goes bad, who do you complain to? That's why you should do it with Georgia Floors Direct. You'll save that time, you'll save that money, and you are guaranteed a customer-satisfying outcome. Again, on the boulevard across from Lowe's, the flooring destination since the year the earth stood still. We are at the 719 now, random facts coming up. That will be followed by a $20 food outlet pop quiz question. It's next.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. An Alabama Senate committee on Wednesday voted down a bill that would have required the public release of police body-worn camera video and dash camera footage. The legislation would have made body cam and dash cam video a matter of public record, requiring release within 30 days of a request to view it. A bill that would raise the online sales tax in Alabama is being debated in the State House. The current internet sales tax is at 8% for online purchases. HB 258 would raise that number to 9.3%. The additional revenue from the tax would go primarily to schools. Governor Kay Ivey was joined by officials from Lyft Academy, Republic Airways, and representatives from Tuskegee University on Wednesday to establish the Tuskegee University Flight School. Students will train at the same field as the legendary Tuskegee Airmen. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's April 18th, the greatest day ever. On the 18th of April, 1775, Paul Revere set out on horseback to rouse the Minutemen, warning that the British were coming. In many ways, this was the very first tweet.
The British are coming! Hashtag independent AF! Hashtag make America revolutionary again!
Have a great April 18th, the greatest day ever.
And now, alert the people. It's time for
random facts.
Very good.
Good job.
Almost like Paul Revere would have alerted.
That's how I heard it in my head. It sounded just like
him. And you sound just like Paul Revere.
Yeah.
And the Raiders.
Yeah. Mr. Sun, Mr. Moon.
Did you know traces of 13,000-year-old beer were found in 2018, marking the earliest known evidence of beer production among ancient people? The discovery also marks the oldest record of human-made alcohol in the world.
I wonder what the expiration date is on that beer. Oh, it was yesterday. Oh, no.
Did you know?
Where was it found, by the way?
It does not say where it was found.
Okay.
Did you know about 10 to 20% of known pregnancies end in miscarriages?
Wow, that's a higher number than I thought.
Well, the actual number is likely higher than that because many miscarriages happen early on before people even realize that they're pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, 10 to 20% maybe higher than that.
Wow.
Did you know of the Confederation Bridge?
No.
Yeah.
Where is that at?
I'm going to look that up for you because I don't have it here. Because the location doesn't necessarily. The Confederation Bridge is in Canada.
All right.
It is the longest ice-covered water crossing bridge in the world. And it spans 8 miles.
Longest ice-covered
water crossing bridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not, there's not ice on the bridge. It's over.
It's over ice.
Okay.
Whenever it gets cold up there, obviously. Did you know? In 2012, Adidas withdrew its plans to sell a sneaker that was affixed with rubber shackles. There was a lot of criticism about it, saying, like, you know, putting shackles on sneakers really invokes an image of slavery here that you probably don't want to have. Mm-hmm. But the designer of the shoe said it had nothing to do with that. It was based on a childhood toy, one I actually had. It was called My Pet Monster. And it was a little stuffed animal monster mm-hmm. that had shackles on its arms and feet. And then you could,
My Pet Monster.
Yeah. You could take his arms and you could break the chains and stuff. Because it was all, you could pull it apart and then put it back together and break them again if you wanted to, that sort of thing. So I remember that very, very well. But no, this would not fly as a shoe with shackles on the shoe. That would not work. Adidas. Did you know? Despite his worsening ALS condition, Jason Becker managed to finish recording guitar for David Lee Roth's A Little Ain't Enough album. He's lived over 34 years with that ALS condition and has released multiple albums since his diagnosis in 1989.
Not Becker.
I didn't think it was possible to live that long with ALS. I thought that was like 3 to 5 years.
Becker of Steely Dan. No, not that Becker.
It's Jason Becker. Who's the Becker in...
I don't know.
Ted Danson?
That's a good one.
Okay, but I'm just curious.
Wow, he is still alive. He's 54 years old.
That's amazing. I've never heard of that.
He's got a whole, thing here with his throat and all this other stuff that he's going through. But yeah, wow. Huh. All right. Did you know the United States committed over 550,000 troops to the Vietnam War and suffered over 58,000 casualties from that war? Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about...
But isn't it interesting that Gettysburg had more casualties than the whole Vietnam War?
Yeah. In fact, the whole Civil War was over, almost 600,000-700,000. They're not even really sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a ton. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about a guy named John Bridges. And something happened to him in 1991, and it's amazing he's even still alive, but we'll tell you about that. We're going to tell you a random fact about bees. The buzz buzzers. Bees. Buzz buzz. We will give you a random fact about leap years, because again, I put most of these together around the end of February. We're going to tell you the origin of a font.
The origin of a font.
Yes.
It's on Cinemax.
And I'm going to tell you the significance of a woman by the name of Iris Cummings. I'll tell you what she did, and that is coming up on Random Facts.
I got a few things, too. A woman who had a loan that was co-signed by a corpse. And
I heard about that in Brazil.
Yes, yes. We'll have all the details next hour.
Wake up, Uncle.
Remember the video of the circus elephant that was running around in Butte, Montana?
Yeah, I saw it all day yesterday.
One of the Butte people.
Yeah, we had to dump them yesterday. But one other detail emerged out of that story. The elephant apparently took a huge dump on somebody's lawn.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I bet.
Who's going to clean that up?
I bet from an elephant, it's going to be huge.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I could beat it.
This is about 7:30 News Talk 93.1 FM. We didn't hear that. Let me talk about Tree Masters for a moment. We had some serious tree issues. We had a tree, and this is the thing, the decision on, all right, we got a pool, it's nice, but it's not heated, so you don't use it that much during the cooler months. And there was a tree next to it that was, its primary job was to fill the pool with leaves.
With crap.
So when the pool guy comes out, he's got to take all of that out.
Yeah.
Tree's gone. My pool has been clean for a whole week with no leaves, no nothing, because Tree Masters came out and Made it go bye bye. It needed to go too. I'm not into cutting things down that are healthy. But it was a V-shaped crepe myrtle, and one side of it was hollow from carpenter ants. Yep. I don't need those around. Yep. Todd Clark diagnosed that for us and found a couple of others that really were in, well, if the trees could turn into humans and talk, they'd be saying,
I'm dying over here.
Well,
they're coming to my house Tuesday.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a Facebook Live.
It's really amazing to watch them work.
Well,
the teamwork.
This is going to be incredible one at my house.
There's a reason they have the name Tree Masters. They know what they're doing, and yeah, taking down a tree or pruning a tree, whatever you need done, it's not really a do-it-yourself kind of project.
No.
There's a lot of danger in it.
I don't know how they're going to do this without, I don't know.
And they drew a crowd to my place, which was kind of cool, and four of my neighbors hired them for work that was done later that day.
I bet that's going to happen at my house.
Because they're really good at what they do.
Yep.
Stump removal, bushes, hedges, you name it. They can grind it up and get rid of it. For an estimate, call 676-3638, 676-3638, or visit them online at treemastersal.com. And Todd Clark is a great guy to work with. At 731, traffic.
Well, traffic is getting busy all over the area. We've had a couple of minor things occur, but nothing that's really going to slow you down. Still got a lot of incoming traffic from Wetumpka out of Crenshaw County on 331. Troy Highway busy this morning. And, of course, the boulevards. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. At Thompson Tractor, your job matters. Come experience their commitment to customer service. They can provide the equipment, parts, service, and rentals you need to keep your machine performing its best. Visit Thompson Tractor or check out their website, thompsontractor.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News. Alabama Values.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
April 18th is International Jugglers Day. And to celebrate, I'm going to attempt to juggle these three chainsaws without any formal training whatsoever. Here goes.
I guess today should have been Don't Try This at Home Day. Medic!
And now,
what can you juggle and how many?
Five.
Random facts.
Wow, that took some timing.
I never could get past three on my juggling. Like, I can do three, but if you throw in a fourth,
I can do three.
Yeah, three's as good as I got.
Yep.
Did you know John Bridges? In 1991, he was a flight deck crewman, and he got sucked into the intake of an A6E aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt.
That hurts like hell.
He survived it. Somehow, he got lost. He became wedged in the engine, and he survived. Somehow.
I really don't understand how that's possible.
I still can't... That tragedy at Montgomery Airport was it's hard to process.
On the other hand, they do train you not to walk near.
Oh, that's right.
They're an operating engine because they work on the theory of suction.
Yep.
And if they can take tons of aircraft to 35,000 feet in the sky, they can lift your fat ass off the tarmac and grind you up and spit you out.
Right.
I'm checking here now to see if there's any. I don't necessarily want to see if there's any pictures.
I do. I want to see pictures.
Oh, okay. I see how he was... Okay. I see how he became lodged in there. They're not sure... Oh, they do have video.
I think I've seen that.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. He does get lodged into the... Oh, goodness. Can I do the thing? Can I make it play again? I can. Okay, that's him coming around.
Okay.
And then he gets sucked right into the intake.
Oh, man. See, I'm just reliving.
But he became wedged into that side part.
They had to call the wedgeman out to remove it.
It says the flames that you saw were caused by his equipment getting pulled through.
Jeez.
Wow.
If the equipment went through first, that may have been what saved his life.
Saved his life, yeah. That
freaks me out.
Did you know that bees... remember a flower scent better when they have caffeine in their nectar?
Who went to the trouble to find this out? Here's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to find out if bees have a better sense of smell with a little Folgers in their blood.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of a drug.
Yeah.
Speaking of caffeine, did you see that report yesterday that Bill Belichick never had coffee?
I saw them mention that. In his life, he has never had coffee.
Yeah.
At all. Ever how old
That's
he
hard
is.
To believe.
He never had felt known the taste of coffee. The bees, by the way, this benefits coffee and other citrus plants because coffee naturally obviously has caffeine in the nectar, but so do citrus plants. They have caffeine in the nectar as well. Did you know the term leap year? Where we get that from? It probably comes from the fact that a fixed date in the Gregorian calendar normally advances one day of the week, year to year. You know, if Christmas is on a Saturday, then next year it'll be on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It normally advances that way.
Yeah.
Except the 12 months that follow a leap day will advance 2 days due to the extra day, thus leaping over a day. So Christmas was on a Saturday... And when there's a leap year, then it ends up being on a Monday, which means it jumped that Sunday, so they call it a leap year.
Which is why Christmas is on a Tuesday this year, I believe.
Yeah, I was arbitrarily picking a date and a day of the week.
I have to know for sure. I want to see just how good my memory is here. It'll only take a sec.
What was the other, while you're looking that up, we did another random fact where...
No, it's on a Wednesday this year.
If the year...
God, that's really weird, Wednesday of Christmas.
Yeah, because who's going to work Monday and Tuesday, right? Yeah, right. And who's going to go back to work Thursday and
Friday? Thursday and
Friday, right. I hate those weeks, unless I'm off, which I will be. Would you put that down, please?
Yeah, I'd probably take that week off, too. I was just thinking about it, though. There was another random fact I did where if the year starts on a certain day, it ends on a certain day.
Yeah, I remember you doing that.
And I can't... Well, if Christmas is on a Wednesday, does that mean New Year's Eve or New Year's Day is on a Wednesday?
New Year's Day is on a Wednesday.
Okay. All right, so if a year starts on a Tuesday, it'll end on a Wednesday, I think, maybe?
Well...
I can't remember. Well, it's a leap year, so it's a little bit hard to...
So Christmas is on a Monday last year. New Year's Day was on a Monday, and it'll be on a Wednesday.
But because of the leap year, it's going to throw that off. Normally, with the exception of leap years,
yeesh.
I think the day that the year starts, it'll end the day after that.
Right.
I think. Did you know the origin of a font? Mm-hmm. Where did we get Times New Roman?
That is one of the most popular fonts, isn't it not?
Yeah.
I used to use, I don't use it anymore. I use Calibri.
That's the one I use, Calibri.
Yeah. Yeah.
Times New Roman was actually a font that was commissioned.
Really?
Yes, by a British newspaper called The Times.
That. That's Times a random fact.
Wow. Yeah, Times New Roman was commissioned by a British newspaper called The Times. And finally, Iris Cummings. She is the sole surviving attendant of the 1936 Nazi Germany Olympics. She is.
Oh, who was at the
yes.
games? Okay.
She's 103 years old.
Wow.
She was a swimmer for those Olympics.
So now, if you see a video of that massive stadium they built to host those games, you look at that video, and you know that everybody there was dead.
Everybody there is dead, with the exception of one.
Iris Cummings.
One person so far at 103 years old. Those are your random facts.
All righty then. Thank you, Jay Scott. Brian Jewelry in Prattville is the place to go no matter what day the holidays fall on. You always know there's one coming up or an occasion that you're going to celebrate. And when that time comes and you're stuck at idea, there's nothing wrong with picking the best brains in the jewelry business. And that's the team at Brian, because for over 7 decades and 3 generations, you know that wisdom gets passed down too. From the original, the founder of Brian Jewelry, to Lynn, the granddaughter now. Here's how you work with customers who are in a little bit of a panic because they just don't know what to do. Get them calmed down and ask them these questions. That can lead to answers that provide solutions through their very vast and very competitively priced selection. You can see all of it at BrianJewelry.com. They carry the best brands. Here's the thing. As professional jewelers, they can also create jewelry from scratch. You can build a watch, customize a watch for somebody. Put your personal touch on it, or show your creativity, even if it's somebody else's. It's great when it shows that you put some thought into the gift, even if you borrowed somebody else's thoughts. There's nothing wrong with that. Brian Jewelry, by the way, has a feature on their website, membership feature. Click it, sign up, and then when you go to purchase any item that costs $200 or more, they'll take $100 off right there at the register. Their fan base, and that's true. People are so passionate about them. I will never forget the couple in Costco that called me over one time to show me their wedding bands that they had purchased at Brian Jewelry 67 years previous when it was a tiny little shop and Prattville was a tiny little town. That's how far back the Brian tradition goes. See it all online at BrianJewelry.com or visit them at 1778 East Main in your preferred community. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for the $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
We got somebody on the phone first. You want to do that first or no?
Do we?
We don't have somebody on the phone?
We do, yeah, we do. Okay. And now we got another person calling, too.
I have to reboot my phone thing here because the computer was messed up, so let me do that. It's Jeff.
It's Jeff. I'm going to get that other line while you talk.
Okay, Jeff, good morning. What's up?
Hey, I won't hold you but a minute, but yeah. I was thinking about that shooting the other day. There was an episode of Walker called Matter of Principle, and this little girl gets shot. The gangs are, you know, doing their little thing, selling drugs and everything.
Right.
And what they done, Walker suggested that the people start getting involved by taking cameras and escorting the kids to the buses and photographing these people, you know, when they were doing stuff, and then turning it over to the DA for them to prosecute.
Well, it's not even getting to that point. What we hear and what was spoken up at the city council meeting is there's nothing we can do. We're just tired of hearing that. Is that going to become the motto of our police department? There's nothing we can do. There's something they can do. They just don't want to do it. Thank you for the call, Jeff. Appreciate it. All right. Okay. Take two. As well, it's time for the $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we told you about a bridge in Canada. It is the longest ice-covered water crossing bridge in the world. It spans how many miles?
272-9228 is the number to call if you have the answer. 272-9228. A $20 Head Start at Food Outlet goes a long way, and we'll tell you just how far in a few minutes.
Well, somebody wrote a song about how many miles it is.
Really?
Just,
I didn't write down that part.
Not lengthwise, but heightwise.
Let's see some good school participation. Let's get some new callers today at 272-9228. 272-9228. All right. They're all lit. We'll be back with a winner after traffic. Yeah.
Busy all over the area this morning. Traffic really beginning to build. Had a couple of minor things occur, but nothing that's going to slow you down if you're inbound on I-65 or 85. The boulevard looking pretty good at the moment. Plus, we've got a good bit of traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka. That's our busiest of our inbound routes, like 331, Highway 31 out of Prattville, and, of course, Troy Highway. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated. Barry Live Oak, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, Wild West, you were the first in on the pop quiz question.
Howdy, Wild.
Hey. Good morning, guys.
How long is that bridge, buddy?
8 miles.
That is it. And back light.
$20 head start at Food Outlet. Don't go away. We go to J. Tom for a follow-up.
Oh, hey. Hi, J. Tom.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, so bees remember the smell of a flower better when this substance is in the nectar.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Alcohol. Caffeine.
Caffeine. Caffeine is correct, yes.
You correct yourself. We give you the credit, and you are on your way to the grand prize drawing on Friday. That's tomorrow at 8:55. Yeah. And back up, Steve.
Good morning.
Hey.
Your convoluted intros, of course, always well-timed and always well done.
It was a good rebound from that calamity the other day.
I would give you mulligan on those. But you know, as you were juggling your options, I thought for sure you were going to say, here come the random facts. Here come the random facts for Paul Revere.
Too obvious. You
know? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Too obvious.
On Paul Revere.
Besides, I love that sound effect with Rich leading the charge,
Well, okay. I usually... Now, this one's a tough one, but maybe you picked up on it. This is a toy Jay had as a boy. Called...
Oh, my gosh. I remember it was the Shackles...
Well, had to do with the story
shackles,
about the Adidas sneakers and the shackles. But do you know the name of the toy by any chance?
Go through my head.
We're going to give it to you anyway because you knew it. It's My Pet Monster.
My Pet Monster.
I didn't have a My Pet Monster when I was a kid.
I didn't either.
My kids never had one. I know that for sure.
Yeah, there you go.
No wonder I'm damaged emotionally as an adult.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots were cool.
That was cool
thing. They were cool.
Yes,
yeah.
All right, have a great day, fellas.
All right.
Okay. It is 7:49.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
The rain chances in our part of the state are going to be rather remote today. Not zero, but 20% or less today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Another warm day with a high around 86. Tonight's low 66, so very mild tonight. Tomorrow, could we flirt with a record? I've got us in the upper 80s for a high, and the record is 89. Limited sunshine tomorrow. Some widely scattered showers and storms, perhaps. Small chance tomorrow. And then 84 for a high Saturday. We'll take the rain chances up just a notch on Saturday. Maybe a thunderstorm, too. But showers and storms becoming much more likely on Sunday, as well as the temperature is really going to change. Instead of the upper 80s, we're only going to be in the 60s for a high on Sunday. Right now, this morning, mostly cloudy. It's 66 at 7:50.
the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual, novelty act.
I thought we'd try that instead of All Hail J.
Oh, stop. Oh, go on. Oh, that's wonderful.
Ed.
Yes, here to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro. We're going to give away a $20 gift certificate coming up next hour for that place. It is fantastic. It is delicious. It is wonderful there at the Seafood Bistro. The appetizers, the bacon cheddar fries, or the jalapeno poppers, those fried pickles or fried green tomatoes. Get it with the ranch. We've talked about it. God, it is really good ranch dressing. They don't make it there, but it is really, really good. So enjoy that. They got the dragon shrimp on the appetizers, the corn nuggets, and the Cajun cheese curds. Then you go back down to the, they got salads, the house specialties, be it the, the seafood gumbo or the red beans and rice, the Seafood Bistro tacos as well, plus the NOLA-style barbecue shrimp is delicious, and those shrimp and grits. The wings, the platters, the boil bags, and all the delicious po'boys, whether you want to get it with salmon or tilapia, gator, shrimp, dragon shrimp, oyster, mahi-mahi, you can enjoy it that way. The boil bags, same thing. You got the clams or the shrimp. The snow crab legs as well. It's all available to you at the Seafood Bistro. It's all available online at theseafoodbistro.com, and it's all available in your delivery apps as well. They're located at 1651 Berry Hill Road. 279-7500 is their number, and like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
All right, next hour for that Seafood Bistro gift card, we're going to play a game called Real or Fake.
Okay.
I'm going to give you short summaries on three lawsuits.
Ah.
You have to pick the one that's fake.
That's different. We haven't done that before.
No. I'm always looking for new ways to innovate.
Well, you're quite an innovator.
Thank you, my friend. We are at 7:52. We have the Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Boeing safety culture and production quality faced scrutiny on Wednesday in two U.S. Senate hearings. Boeing has been grappling with a crisis that has undermined its reputation following that panel blowout on a 737 MAX single-aisle plane. Toyota is recalling about 55,000 vehicles in the United States because of an issue that could cause rear doors to open unexpectedly. The automaker said Wednesday it was recalling about 55,000 of its 2023 to 2024 Prius and Prius hybrid electric vehicles in the United States and an additional 156,000 in Japan, Canada, Europe, and Asia. Sportswear giant Adidas has raised its full-year profit target for 2024. The company now expects to generate a profit of $745 million for the full year. And Apple will look into building a manufacturing facility in Indonesia. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tire, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
By LeCroyer is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylecroyer.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by LeCroyer, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by LeCroyer.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
License 84417.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's something evil in your home. It's not hiding under your bed. It's not in your closet. It's on top of your refrigerator. It's Alexa.
Alexa, what's the temperature today? Why did you just laugh?
It started as artificial intelligence, but then turned against humanity.
Alexa, how big is the Taj Mahal?
I'm going to kill your family.
What is wrong with this thing?
The most frightening of all, she's always listening.
I know your entire search history.
No!
Alexa, only on Amazon Prime. Wait, this whole thing was just an ad for Amazon Prime?
That is kind of scary when you think about it, especially that one with the Hillary Clinton-style laugh. It sounded just like her.
And Alexa's always listening. Always listening.
I've seen that happen. I do not want one of those in my house.
Yeah.
But your cell phone is listening.
I was about to say, you've got a cell phone. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. You're compromised already.
Did you ever hear Siri? Well, she talks on my watch all the time. Hey, shut up.
You know, I didn't even know you could dictate into Facebook posts and stuff instead of writing them out.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how the...
Except you can't because your mic doesn't work.
Yeah, right.
No, my mic works now. And then when they fixed that, somehow Siri got disabled. So I can't talk to Siri. But I got a new phone coming. I hope it comes today.
I was going to say, it's coming to the house?
I hope.
Okay, I got you.
I would hate to have it come to somebody else's house.
Sometimes
your stuff comes here.
Yeah,
I know. Because I have a business card that is billed to this address.
Gotcha.
So some stuff comes here. But... why don't we do some hard news brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
I'm once again going to refer you to my Facebook page in case you didn't hear the audio. We played it all day yesterday from the city council meeting on Tuesday night. And in playing that audio on the show yesterday afternoon, I was outraged, just outraged. And I'm keeping this story going because we can't, this has happened before in the city of Montgomery, and really it's an issue everywhere. But when somebody is shot and paralyzed